What's shaking?
Not much, man. How's life?
Good, man. You?
Yeah, well, everything's great. Summertime, it's Stampede Week here in Medicine Hat, so I got a lot of cowgirls running around. I love it.
What does that mean, Stampede Week?
Stampede Week? We got, you know, like the fair, the carnival, I guess.
Oh, okay, like a state fair type of thing.
Yeah, state fair. Yeah, we call it the Stampede here. That's the big thing.
Nice. You can go get anything fried on a stick.
Yeah, there's like fried Oreos, and someone was saying yesterday that you can actually get a poutine, but instead of fries, it's deep-fried Kit Kat bars.
The way to live right there.
I think
take about a couple years off your life. It's perfect.
Exactly. There's no diet plan when Stampede comes to town. This is just a week long of eating whatever you want.
That's it. Throw it out the window. Who cares? Watch it down with a bunch of beer and you're good.
Exactly. I want to talk about the band. Listen, I'm not a huge fan of using the term super group because I think that gets thrown out there way too much.
Sure, me too. I'm not a fan of it either.
But this is a really, really good collaboration. This is awesome. I mean, us Canadians here, we love 3 Days Grace. They're one of the biggest Canadian rock bands, and now the old lead singer, Adam, is the lead singer of your band.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
How did you meet Adam? Did you guys know each other beforehand?
Yeah, listen, I was in the band Stains, and still, actually, we're not broken up, but and, you know, we've done a bunch of shows together, you know, over the years, and I was also, you know, a big fan of 3 Days Grace and Adam and his voice, and the songs and his lyrics and melody, and, you know, when I heard he had left, I was, you know, staying to take a bit of a break as my singer Aaron pursues a country career, and I was just reaching out to some different singers, and Adam was one of them, and we got together, and things went very well. Pretty easy when we got together, coming up with some stuff that I thought was really good. So he had to do a demo for RCA, which we did. They really liked it and wanted us to make it into a record. So we, you know, got together a couple more times. I played him a bunch of music, and he had some great songs, and we went to Chicago and made a record.
So when you were going to create this, was it sort of your brainchild? Did you come up and say I wanted to try something different?
I mean, it was never really intended for that. I mean, it was really just kind of getting together, just writing some songs, and it turned into more than that. But I definitely pursued Adam because, as I said, I've always been a fan of what he does, his voice. Just thought he was, you know, super talented. And he is. You know, now I get to work with him, and I can confirm that. It's been good. I mean, it was really a great experience, you know, making the record, and I'm super proud of the way that it came out.
Yeah, the record comes out July 31st. You can pre-order it right now on iTunes. We've been playing a couple songs. They're really heavy, really fantastic songs. How is this different from Stained and some other previous bands that you've been in?
I mean, listen, I don't know. I mean, I kind of go about it. Everything, because it's the way I do things. You know, I mean, I just write music, and I bring it to a singer and hope that they want to sing or do they like it. That's really what it was. I mean, when we figured out that it was going to be, you know, something more than just, you know, hanging out and working on some music, we got together and I played him a bunch of stuff that I had, and we figured out, you know, what he liked. We worked on some arrangements and we just went and recorded it. You know, it wasn't a lot of thought. It was really pretty, just kind of following the path that, you know, it seemed it was right.
Now, is it hard work, you know, when you get together and some newer guys that you're not really familiar with, is it hard to get in the studio and just write this album, or was it actually fairly easy and it just all came to you?
Yeah, no, it wasn't that hard at all. I mean, I think that the songs came together pretty easily, you know, and listen, whenever you go to make a record, I mean, you realize that what you're doing is going to be there, you're not going to change, you know what I mean? It's going to be there if you'll listen for a long time. So with that, I mean, definitely comes, you know, some pressure of, you know, wanting to outdo what you've done before, do some stuff that's a little different, and, you know, not repeat what you've done. And so, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, thought in that part of it for me, like what I play and, you know, solos and, you know, different overdub parts and that kind of thing. But listen, we've all done it before too, so, you know, it wasn't like it was our first time doing it.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, you play with Stained. You're not off the band. You guys are just taking a little bit of a break. Do you have to, like, ask the band? Do you have to say, hey, guys, I'm going to do this on the side and just hope that they're okay with it?
I let them know what was happening all along the way just because, I mean, that is really, you know, what I started out with, you know, and I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for that. I know that because, I mean, that's how I got to meet Adam in the first place, you know. But, I mean, Aaron's, you know, pretty wrapped up in pursuing, you know, putting out country records.
Right.
So Stain had no plans to do anything. It's like, I got to work. I enjoy working. I enjoy writing music. So, you know, I had scored some documentaries, written some music for some TV stuff, and I'm like, this is cool. You know, I enjoy being home and writing. But it's great to be able to work with, you know, another somebody that's as talented as Adam that, you know, can come in and really complement, I think, the music that I write and make it better.
Right.
So it's great.
So are there plans? Have you guys talked, like, the Stained? Could there be another album on the way?
I mean, at some point. I mean, there's no plans as of today, you know. But, you know, we're not saying that there won't be. I mean, I would imagine at some point, I hope there will be. I mean, listen, I started that band with Aaron in 1994, so
yeah.
it means a lot to me, you
yeah.
know. And hopefully that, you know, that day comes when, you know, we're able to work on some music together. I mean, he's another. I feel very fortunate to work, you know, with both Aaron and Adam, because they're both, you know, really talented singers.
Yeah, and I mean, at least, like, you're having fun, right? You're not, like you said, you're not sitting at home waiting. You know, you got to make some money. You want to go out there and, you know, show off your craft. And I think you do a fantastic job in this album. Again, July 31st, Saint Asonia. It's on iTunes right now. The word Asonia means tone deaf. Which it's cool. I like that. I would imagine finding a name for the band was probably the last thing you guys wanted to do, right? You wanted to get in there, write the music. Once it's recorded, then do you all sit there and say, all right, now we need a name for this band?
Well, we knew we needed one. Dude, it is the worst thing. I swear, it really is. For me, anyways, even when we were Stained, we ended up, I mean, I've been in a couple of lawsuits, and that was one of them, was over the name of that band, and it went on for years, and so I'm very conscious of when you have a band that just anything that's similar at all, people, if they want, can come sue you for any reason. So I really wanted to try and avoid that. I think that, you know, something that Adam came up with, and, you know, it does mean tone deaf, but I mean, it also really means to him, which I've heard his explanation, I think it's a really good one, it's to really kind of just block out the chatter and block out what people say to you and just kind of believe in yourself and go with your gut and what you think is right and what is best for you.
Yeah.
So it's being tone deaf to what other people are saying.
Oh, that is a fantastic way to look at it, because he's just letting everything that happened behind him, and you can tell that he's having fun again. And this album, the three songs that we have that we're playing right now, you can tell that all you guys are just having fun and just rocking out.
That's cool. Thank you, man.
One more thing. Well, a couple more things before you leave. Is there a Canadian tour in the future, you think?
I hope so. I mean, we definitely need to. I mean, seeing as there's two Canadians in the band, I mean, we got to get up there and play proper, right?
Yeah.
So, as of right now, all there is on this headlining tour is that there's a Toronto. There is one Toronto date beginning of September. But I think definitely we need to get up there and put this together, you know, the right way.
Well, I hope it happens, because I'd love to meet you in person. One more little quirky question before you leave. I ask this to everyone, because I assume a lot of people eat pizza. So I got to ask you, pineapple on a pizza, yay or nay?
I mean, I've had it. I'm not ordering it myself, but it's pizza. And if it's there, I'll probably, if it's the only one left, I'll have a slice of it. I'm not ordering it, though.
But
you know,
if it's there.
So I gotta say nay.
All right. Awesome, man. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time out and calling in, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate all the support, and thanks for what you do.
Good luck, and I hope to see you in Canada soon, man.
Me too. Thanks, bud.